DocVille Talks, präsentiert von Jeva Live. Before you came around,
my heart would never be much faster. Herzlich willkommen und unsere ersten Gäste sind da. Genau. Hello and welcome. Oh wonder are here. Coincidences and lucky accidents, I guess, play a big role in your band history. As it were, you met by chance.
We did.
Yeah, we met through just a mutual friend. Somebody recommended Anthony to me as a producer. Ari's a solo artist at the time. And we kind of just started writing songs for fun. And then like for 2 years, like Anthony would like come round to my house like once a month and we'd like write a song for no reason. And then we wrote this song called Body Gold. And I was like, dude, this is really good. Like, we should do something with it. He was like, nah. I'm busy, I've got stuff on. I was like, oh, okay. So I pestered him for like 2 years. I was like, please, let's release it. And then he eventually released it. And we called ourselves Oh Wonder as like a songwriting duo and just put it on SoundCloud. And now we're here.
Also Josephine und Anthony haben sich wirklich per Zufall getroffen. Zwei Jahre lang hat Josephine quasi gebaggert, dass sie zusammen Musik aufnehmen können. Sie war vorher solo unterwegs und dann hat es so gut funktioniert mit euch, dass sie einfach Musik gemacht haben. You started putting out and releasing a song month after month, just for yourself on the internet, on SoundCloud, as you said. And obviously you hit a nerve with people because they loved it and you got millions of hits. Did that, I mean, how much of a boost and how much of a surprise was that for you?
It was pretty amazing. It was very much just an indulgent project. I guess when we started, we just wanted to write songs. And I think having a monthly kind of deadline really helped us be creative. Because as creative people, you don't really have deadlines. There's no one telling you to get out of bed and do some work.
Is this the typical artist's thing, the cliche that you're not very organized and structured in your life?
That is a cliche, and I don't think it applies to us.
I think it's a cliche, and I don't think it applies to anybody that is successful, because I don't think you can get anywhere if you're disorganized. Because like what I've realized is being in a band is so insane. Like, it's not just about writing songs and turning up and playing shows. There's like, you're running a business effectively and you have like social media and marketing, but you also have like managers and your label and press people and your employees effectively, your band and your crew, and you wanna make sure they're feeling good and they're doing a good job, and you wanna have a great lighting thing and you wanna have the right instruments on stage. And it's like, it's so layered. So I think if we were disorganized, we wouldn't be here. I'd just be like asleep in bed, I think. So overwhelming.
Wir haben gerade ein bisschen darüber gesprochen, dass Sie ja angefangen haben mit einer selbstgesetzten Deadline und ihre ersten Songs Monat für Monat halt veröffentlicht haben. Und Josephine sagt gerade nochmal, dass das Klischee von einem Rockstar, die überhaupt total unorganisiert sind und immer nur schlafen lange und nur die Nächte auf sind, dass das nicht stimmen kann, weil eigentlich ist es ein Geschäft, es ist ein Business, man muss sich drauf konzentrieren und fokussiert sein. Jump into the heat, spinning on our feet, in a typical beat. Recorded a second album that's called Ultralife, which is quite an intense title. What does the Ultralife look like for you?
I guess Ultralife sums up the life that we've had since since our first album, which has basically been non-stop. We visited so many countries and met so many amazing people, and being able to get on stage every night and play songs to... We were just in Asia last month and we'd never been to Tokyo or Bangkok or Manila, so it was amazing to be able to go to these places and realize that people know your music and care about our music, and it means so much to them. So,
and I guess like for listeners, like we use the word ultralife because for us, like, ultralife is about finding someone or something that makes you feel incredible. For us, it's touring that's made us live this like crazy, like almost like alt reality, where you're just this other person, you feel invincible. And I guess that can also be like your friends at home can make you feel like that, or like your favorite hobby, or like for me sometimes it's just waking up and having breakfast in the morning and having the time to do that. And I guess it's just, yeah, finding something or someone that injects that sense of ultra into your life.
Also der Titel ist natürlich auch nicht unbedingt zufällig, weil er tatsächlich das Leben, das sie führen, ein bisschen beschreibt und auch diese Verrücktheit, dass man eigentlich das machen kann, was man so sehr liebt und was so genial ist für einen selber. Also darum geht es auch ein bisschen auf der Platte, den Menschen zu finden oder die Sache, die einen so begeistert, dass man wirklich damit die ganze Zeit leben will. Apparently this chance meetings also kind of they go through the record, like a song like High on Humans is basically based on chance connections with people on the tube or wherever you meet people. Is that something that kind of goes through what you write?
Yeah, I guess we're really interested in those moments between, you know, what could be and what couldn't be. So I guess that chance meeting on the tube, for example, that would have been very easy for me to just go about my day as normal and ignore people because they're strangers. And that's what you do. You ignore strangers because we're all weird. Or you can flip that tiny, like, moment. It's like a split second gut thing, isn't it? Into something completely different. And I guess we're really interested in that as a concept and how you can actually spin anything on the other side and make these amazing connections with people. Like, it's fascinating.
Also Josephine hat gerade nochmal sehr schön beschrieben, dass sie so ein Interesse daran haben, an diesen alternativen Realitäten. Also dass man in einem Moment sich entscheiden kann, in welche Richtung es geht. Also vorher nicht weiß, was kann aus einer Begegnung werden. Und falls ihr die Platte nicht kennt, es gibt einen Song darauf, der heißt High on Humans. Und der ist entstanden aus einer Begegnung heraus mit einem Typen in der U-Bahn. Und wenn man so, British people never talk on the tube, really. Also wenn man Briten so ein bisschen kennt, reden mit anderen Leuten, mit fremden Menschen im Bus oder in der U-Bahn passiert nicht so oft. Aber die Entscheidung war tatsächlich, das mal zu machen, mit Leuten, die auch vielleicht ein bisschen komisch aussehen oder die verletzt sind. Und was dabei rauskommt, ist great music. Talking of public transport, apparently public transport in buses do feature quite prominently on the record as well. How is that?
So our studio is right on a 24-hour London bus route. There's like 10 buses that go up and there's every 2 minutes. So we try to record vocals looking at the bus timetable, wondering when it's going to happen, when it's going to impact. So there's a lot of buses on the record. The record actually starts with a London bus and a New York police siren.
Typical sound, of course.
Yeah.
We wrote half the album in New York. And the same thing was happening. When we were trying to record demos on our phone, we were on, like, the busiest road in Brooklyn. So you'd just be, like, you'd getting, like, shouting matches. We'd be kind of singing, like, intimate songs to ourselves, and there'd be, like, shouting matches down there and, like, film crews and police sirens. So, we recorded all the street noise because it did, like, make its way into the writing, so it should have made its way into the actual album.
Also, irgendwann muss man sich einfach damit abfinden mit den Gegebenheiten. In London, bei ihrem Studio, geht eine 24-Stunden-Busroute dran vorbei und sie mussten sich einfach damit arrangieren, dass sie nur dann singen konnten oder ungestört singen konnten, wenn sie so ein bisschen mit auf die Zeiten geguckt haben, auf den Zeitplan für die Busabfahrten. Und haben dann irgendwann gedacht, wir machen eine Tugend daraus aus diesem Problem, das wir haben. Und man hört tatsächlich auch diesen Bus auf der Platte, wenn man genau hinhört. Das Album wurde aufgenommen, nicht nur in London, sondern eben auch in New York. Und Josephine und Anthony haben gerade noch erzählt, dass sie dorthin kam und genau das gleiche Problem hatten, nur halt mit diesen typischen New York Sounds, dass man diese Polizeisirenen hört die ganze Zeit. Deswegen gibt es diese beiden sehr spezifischen Geräusche zu hören auf der Platte. Pretty sure of what's working on the record for you. Are you ever worried about what people think, other people who listen to it, or is that just as long as you put it out and are happy with it, it's okay for you?
I don't think when we were selecting the songs it was ever a matter of what other people would like, because I don't think you should ever make art for somebody else. But then I think when we were in the recording process, I personally felt it was like more of an awareness rather and like a responsibility on some level, because, you know, I have my favorite bands and I want them to release good music that I like, that will continue to soundtrack, you know, my 20s rather than my teens. You know, you grow up with artists, so I think there's this awareness that there are people that listen to our music and have, you know, like, that song means this to them and that song means that to them. So you want to make songs that can continue to comfort them or inspire them or push them or So there's, yeah, there's a little bit in your head that's like,
more
make a good song.
Yeah, responsibility more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Interessanter Punkt hier von Josephine, dass sie eigentlich keinen Druck empfinden, es Leuten recht zu machen, die die Musik hören oder sich diesem Druck nicht aussetzen wollen, weil sie sagt, Kunst macht man um der Kunst willen tatsächlich. Aber im Studio, sagt sie, hatten sie dann doch so ein paar Momente, wo man ein Verantwortungsgefühl empfindet, weil man natürlich auch etwas Gutes abliefern will für die Fans, die eine gewisse Erwartung haben. Sie denkt da immer an die Bands, die sie besonders toll findet, auch selber. Und da wünscht man sich natürlich immer, dass die keinen Scheiß abliefern. Insofern ein bisschen ein Gefühl von, ja, Verantwortung gegenüber den Fans ist es doch. Thank you so much for being here. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Over on stage playing at Dockville.
Thank you. And thank you for coming to watch us, guys. Appreciate that it's early and muddy. And hopefully we'll see you tonight, right?
Definitely, yes. I should think. Großen Applaus für O Wonder hier auf der Jever Live Talk Stage beim Dockville.
Sweet, sweet light, deserve of mine.
Dockville Talks. Präsentiert von Jever Live.